All the time. Yes. God's good. You know, turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5 before we get going too far. I don't want to get out here and mess up. Galatians. We might have just lost somebody. I'm glad they waited until after we got through praise and worship. I was at Fountain. I was the safety manager and industrial engineering manager. And so at the races, and I was an environmental director, so at the races, I had a big part in all the races. And I was up on the dock, and we had divers in a diving boat. And I remember there was some people visiting the show. And while they're visiting the show, one of the tourists asked the divers, "Why do scuba divers always fall backwards off their boats?" And the scuba diver looked at her and said, "Because if we fell forward, we'd still be in the boat." Y'all got to admit, that was funny. That was funny. And I was doing some shopping the other day, and I found my favorite essential oil, bacon grease. All right, so I'll stand for the reading of the word. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. You love God, say hallelujah. If you're ready for God to do something, say thank you, Lord. All right, here we go. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, there's all kinds of meanings people have tried to put that to, and there's all kinds of legalistic and crazy mess that people try to put that with. And I'll get to you in a minute what Paul was saying there. But at the moment, we're going to trust God for a very special service today. It's our 4th of July service, and I haven't done one in quite a while on 4th of July, but today, we are definitely going to do a 4th of July service. Stretch forth your hands this way. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this chance, this opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. We know, God, that you are alive and you are well, and we know, God, there's nothing impossible for you, God. We thank you for the precious liberty that you have given us spiritually and physically, and we don't want to take it for granted. Let this day glorify your name and edify the body. In the name of Jesus, we love you and we praise your name. And the church said, amen. On the way down, look at somebody and tell them, the past is behind us. Leave it there. The future is ahead of us. Keep moving forward. God is with us. You have no fear, and nothing shall be impossible. God is good. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson, and then we're going to go into our liberty too. You know, when we think about, if you ever watch and see just how the Revolutionary War was won, you know that if God hadn't have been in it, they wouldn't have won it. There's no way. There's absolutely no way that ragtag 13 colony militia could take on the mightiest army in the world. So here we go. Get ready. Here it is. The world's Britain was the world's superpower. You hear me? The world's superpower. They had a better defense. They had more money than America. They had it together. The 13 colonies, listen to this, the 13 colonies, they lacked a professional army. They lacked a professional navy. All they had were militiamen. And these militiamen were lightly armed, and they had very little training, but it did not stop them. Because they knew the cause was greater than them. They knew the cause was greater than at the moment. Some of us, if we can only realize, the battles that we're fighting now is going to free generations ahead. And we stand against generational curses, and we stand against some of the myths the world's trying to dish out. If we only understood, if we stood now, instead of sitting back and letting things happen as they are, you know, one of the worst things, I hate to hear this, but it is what it is. No, it's not is what it is. It is what you allow. Amen? Amen. So it's important. You know, again, here it goes again. Here's some more history. Members of the Second Continental Congress in 1776 were considered rebels. They were considered traitors to the king, and rewards were posted for them, and they could be taken by a British soldier on site, or anybody that was still loyal to the king could take them on site, and everything would be okay. The largest British armada was ever assembled was outside New York Harbor. Wow. And when they looked out, they could see this mighty, mighty fortress coming against them. And with all this going down, they still said, we want a freedom. We want liberty. And so they wrote the Declaration of Independence, and affixing your name to this document meant you pledged your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor to the cause of freedom. Not only did you pledge that, but probable death awaited you, either through fighting or being captured. So, on July 4th, 1776, 56 representatives from all 13 colonies signed the Declaration of Independence. Of the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence, two were future presidents, three were future vice presidents, and 10 were members of the Congress. So there's a lot of stuff going on with this Declaration of Independence. If you notice the slides are red, white, and blue. Have you seen that? Red, white, and blue. So the hope of freedom. Again, this is a little quick little history lesson. The founding fathers knew that there was a better way than what they were doing. And the better way was freedom. The better way was liberty and unity. But they also knew that this liberty and this justice was going to be costly. But it was well worth the price. So on July 4th, 1776, they wrote the Declaration of Independence. Now, we all seen, how many actually have seen the Declaration of Independence, the real one in Washington, D.C.? Isn't it awesome? When I stand before it, it just amazes me. When I stand before those monuments and see what people said and see it written in stone, it's a very powerful, powerful, powerful thing to me. I get chills every time I don't go there often. It's not like I go there every week. But a few times I went to Washington, D.C., it gave me chills to stand at some of the monuments and read the words of some of these guys. Now, there was that hope of freedom, but the hope of freedom, and this is where we come in at for right now, so listen carefully. In order to reach that hope of freedom, it was going to cost something. Look at somebody and say, nothing is free. When they try to tell you, anybody tries to tell you this is free, do not believe them, because it's going to cost somebody. Nothing is free. So the very first thing these guys had to do, listen carefully, and you'll see where I'm going. They had to separate themselves from their past. England, all these guys are from England. Some were born in the States, but the majority of them had served in the English army. The commanders and stuff, these guys had to separate themselves from their past, from England, and move forward. The Declaration of Independence cut ties. It declared freedom. But not only did it declare freedom, in doing so, when they declared freedom, they also, at the same time, declared war. They didn't want war. But when you want freedom, I promise you, freedom isn't free. Somebody has got to pay for your freedom. So, when they declared freedom, in doing so, they declared war with England because they wanted their ownership, or England declared their ownership and wanted them back. So now, let's talk about us. Y'all ready? 4th of July, red, white, and blue. And I like red being there for us. If we're going to declare liberty, if we're going to declare and seek freedom, the very first thing we must do is separate ourselves from our past. I don't mean cut ties with your family and cut ties, but I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. You've got to cut ties with Satan and cut ties with the world, and you've got to let God become the one in charge of your life. And so just like England, like the 13 colonies, we were outgunned. If you declare freedom, and if you haven't declared freedom, I want you to declare it before we leave. Number one, you got to repent. By repenting, I mean you change your mind, but not only change your mind, you change your direction. And number two, you got to resist. That resist goes both ways. We resist Satan, and at the same time, Satan resists us, but in two different ways. And the reason there's a resistance there is because when we repent, listen carefully, when we turn from our past and we repent and start a new way, we declare war. How many of you ever watched somebody that was saved and thought, man, they got it made. If I could be like that, I'd have it made. And you get saved and you repent and you're in all-out war. And you go, wait a minute, I thought that I saw this person walking around fine. They had everything. You don't know what they went through to get to where they got. I promise you, when somebody repents, you can expect resistance. Because when you repent, you declare war on Satan. And Satan doesn't want to resist you or to let you go, release you. So now, let's go a little bit further here. Remember, first, we declare freedom by repenting, and then we resist, but then not only do we resist, but then we replace. I mean, it's good. Come on up here. There we go. I got to leave it like that. We replace. What do we replace? We replace our desires for His desires. We replace our strength for His strength. We replace what we thought was best for us with what God knows is best for us. And once we do that, then we can have rest. Even in the midst of the battles, we can have ultimate rest. So watch this. Romans 5 and 6, when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 5 and 6. I love to look at New Living Translation version. I love this. When we were utterly helpless, outnumbered like the 13 colonies, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came in just at the right time. He's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let you drown. And died for us sinners. Secondly, the writers of the Declaration of Independence fought a good fight. Whatever it took for freedom, even if it meant their lives, God backed them. Let me just tell you a little something here about the writers. 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. 5 signers were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary War. 2 had their sons captured. Nine fought and died from wounds or hardship from the Revolutionary War. There was a price to pay. And they were glad to pay it. Here's some famous quotes. Y'all have heard these quotes. Hopefully, I don't know they're being taught anymore, but when I was in school, I heard them all the time. Give me liberty, but give me death. Anybody know who said that? Patrick Henry. It was during a speech he made in the Second Virginia Convention in 1775. Next, I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. Nathan Hale. He said that as he was being hung as a spy by the British. Next, we must all hang together, or assuredly we will all hang separately. Benjamin Franklin. Next, the liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution, are worth defending against all hazards. Samuel Adams. He made more than beer, didn't he? Next, freedom is not a gift to be bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and of nature. Benjamin Franklin. The strongest reason for people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is at last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. Thomas Jefferson. The United States, 13 colonies, had a ragtag navy. That ragtag navy, they thought would never be able to stand up against the massive British fleet. And one day, one guy was in battle, one of the captains was in battle, and as his boat was about to sink, they urged him, the British urged him, to give up, to come over. Just stop what you're doing, surrender. And his response to that captain was, I have not yet begun to fight, John Paul Jones. And with a ship that was about to sink, he took on the enemy ship, beat it, boarded that ship, took control of it, and used it to take on other ships. Wow. And finally, if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? Benjamin Franklin. Wow. These guys knew the cost, but they also knew it was worth it, what they were getting ready to do, because they were going to change generations to come. Now, for us, we need to fight the good fight. Amen? Fight the good fight. Whatever it takes for freedom, even if it means our lives, because I promise you, God's got our back. Not only has God got our back, but if we don't make it through this, I promise you, on the other side, it'll be worth it. Revelation 12 and 11 says, for they have defeated him, New Living Translation, for they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Let me read some scriptures. John 8, 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Galatians 5 and 1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Galatians 5, 13. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Not only use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. 2 Peter 2, 16. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as the servants of God. John 8, 36. So if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. Isaiah 61 and 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. In 1 Corinthians 16:13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Wow. There's a whole lot of comparisons back and forth between the scriptures and what these guys said in some of the most horrible battles of the Revolutionary War. So, the treasure of freedom. For them, it brought promises of new life. Did you know that the revolution changed America politically? No longer was it a monarchy. It changed it socially. Everybody had a fair chance. It changed it economically. No longer they had to go to England to get stuff and then high taxes go back to England. And it changed them spiritually. A new charter of religion took place. There was a spiritual awakening in the United States of America. And there was a big fight for God given rights. Faith and freedom are always intertwined. Our nation is built on justice, liberty, and moral conviction. Now, our treasure of freedom. It brings a promise of life. Our spiritual revolution changes us politically, socially, economically, and spiritually. I love this. John 8:36, the Amplified Version, says, so if the Son liberates you, makes you a free man, then you are really and unquestionably free. The old life loses its grip. Satan loses his grips. So now, I'm almost through. I only got 10 more pages to go. We'll be through in a second. I'll set y'all free. Ready? Don't you love it? Red, white, and blue slides. Somebody say, ain't that cool? You know, do something. All right. That's right. Declaration of Independence brought war, and it brought peace, and it brought a better life. I want to read something. First, let me take it a little bit further down, and I'm going to read something, a scripture. There we are. Our Declaration of Dependence, not independence, but dependence, brought war and peace and a better life. John 10:10, the Amplified Version says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. 1 Peter, I want to read a couple of versions of 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 King James Version. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now the New Living Translation. Be careful, watch out for attacks from the devil, your great enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for some victims to devour. The Amplified Version. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. And finally, the Message Version. I love it. Ready? Somebody here really needs to get this one. Keep a cool head. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Whoa. Ready? The lion catch you napping. That would be a cat napping, wouldn't it? Galatians 5:1, where we started. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The Amplified Version. In this freedom, Christ has made us free, and completely liberated us. Don't you see how the Declaration of Independence and liberty and justice and morality in the original 13 colonies and standing up to go against England all had the Bible entwined in it? It's all there. You can't separate the Bible from freedom. So, in this freedom, Christ has made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast in it. Do not be hampered and held ensnared and submit again to a yoke of slavery which you have put off. DC, come on up here. Too many people have fought and died for America to be free. Don't ever waste it. And Jesus died to free us, to break our chains, to bring freedom. Don't ever waste it. This week's challenge, I want you to consider the price they paid in the Revolutionary War, the price paid for spiritual independence that started on Calvary, but hundreds have died paying that price physically for what Christ did spiritually. I want you to consider the power that it possesses. I want you to make it personal. If I could tell you how many times in the middle of conflicts, whether it be major, minor, overseas, in our nation, in our neighborhoods, at work, how many times I've heard somebody say, I'm just going to stay here and cling to my armchair. Let them figure it out. Nah, that's not a very good answer. There's always something you can do, no matter what age you are, and it always begins with prayer. You got to pray. Got to pray. Got to pray. And you got to know that your freedom wasn't free, spiritually or physically. It was not free. Cherish it and use it to be a blessing. Everybody please stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today, and you would say, God, I'll say, Pastor, I'm doubting God's freedom right now. I've run the wrong way so many times. And I need God to help me. I need that freedom, whether it's from worry, fear, whatever it may be, your past. And every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're having a problem leaving that past behind with nobody looking around, but you put up your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm having a problem leaving my past behind. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. If you're here today, and you just need God to give you a good old boost, a boost of faith, a boost of love, a boost of favor. Nobody looking around, every head bow, would just raise that hand. I need a touch. I need a touch. I need a touch. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Let's all pray together. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. And I thank you for physical freedom. And I thank you for spiritual freedom. I ask you right now to bless us in a very powerful way. Lord, I rededicate my life to you. Help me to leave my past behind. Help me to stand strong in you and cherish what you do for me. In the name of Jesus, you got this, and we thank you for it. And we thank you, God. Say amen. Then we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And after say the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to ask Brother Doug to dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And before you get started, Brother Doug, I meant to say it a while ago, and we got moving around so fast. I hope everybody knows that Frances Hathaway died just a few days ago. And we got to remember her family in prayer, okay? Remember her family in prayer. And her funeral will be the 14th. Okay.